Blog Talk Radio.
Tell you the truth, Steve. Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom Radio.
Well, you're certainly experiencing the kind of situation that is perfect for medication.
Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom Radio. That was Marla Mace singing Things That Scare Me. And you can get her music on bewisdom.com. I have kind of lost my voice today, but we're going to go through this anyway, because that's what we do. Anyway, welcome to the show. My name is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio. And we're also live streaming this on live stream today. So we're doing Blog Talk Radio and live stream at the same time. It's the first time, so there probably will be some glitches, but I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLP Coaching, and BeWisdom.com with Be Wisdom Publishing, along with Tom Ski at BeFirstInc.com and All Tied Up Productions. And tonight, I want to show and explain to you the how Cowboy Wisdom, NLP Coaching, and Be Wisdom Publishing and BeWisdom.com will promote you and open you out when you choose to enter into our mode of operation. And anyway, the thing I want to talk about tonight is writing your legacy. And when you choose to write your legacy for 30 days, that's all you do. Is you write the legacy, and everything you do, you look at it, see it, feel it, understand it, how it expands your life. And you listen to your legacy, because your higher self will talk to yourself. And when you're listening, the universe will give you signs. And so will everything else. And that's what you're open to doing here, is opening to be in a better way. And when you see yourself living a better way, you're experiencing a better way. But by writing and reading the legacy, you're actually engaging in yourself more. And I know there's many other people have said that, but here's the difference. You want to start seeing it, experiencing. You want to leave the world the way you want it to see you, and you don't want to allow outside sources to predicate that to you. You really want to open things out to seeing a better way. And I also want to give in the call-in out number at 626-414-3564. And when you choose to write your legacy, breathe and listen to it, how will be listening to it come from the inside out and open you out to seeing your life in a better way? And that's what this world is all about, is seeing your life in a better way. We see life today through history books. And that's what we've been living, is a history of what everybody else sees. But it isn't the history that we desire. It's the nuance of the futuristic enterprising energies is where we're at in life. People are afraid today. There's a lot of fear because people are in a flux about what's going on, because we're actually just maintaining, but actually eating in others, but we're expanding in the spiritual and personal expansion within people. And when you choose to write your legacy, you're writing about how you choose to live, but you're also seeing how you're expanding the universe. And that's what we're all about here, is expanding the will of the universe. That's wisdom, innovation, love, and laughter. But what is your legacy? How do you feel about yourself? And how do you think you're owed something because of who you are? The arrogance of this country is where this country and the world is locked up, because we don't have the intuitive wit and the innovative energies to come forward right now. They're being expanded as I'm speaking, But we don't have the leadership at the top. The leadership is in the people. The people are going to have to open up, open out, and explain and take the leaders of this country that we elect and pay by the hand and lead them through this. That is something that has to happen to people in many, many, many ways. It's about you opening out things within yourself to expand who you are. And how can you, what do you feel about yourself? What do you want people to understand about you when you pass over, cross the river and climb the mountain into your next life? What do you really, really desire to have people do to listen? And we're also streaming this live on www.livestream.com/bewisdom. So, but it's all about us engaging in who we are and expanding in who we are. That's what life is going to do for us. It's when we choose to engage, we expand. But we're trying to go through life right now, and I mean try in a conscious way, thinking we're doing it. All the expansion and the innovation that people encounter and encompass and have is within inside them. Everything in this world, we're becoming an inner core world where the spirit and nature are going to become more prominent and prominent in our life. So how are you going to get back to nature and open out your legacy? And legacy is living, expanding, galvanizing, affluence, concentrating, and yearning for your desires. And that was off the top of my head, and I got to get the C and the Y better because it isn't concentrating. It's culminating your desired life. And that's what legacy is. And when you write a legacy, if it don't make you quiver in your boots and shaking your and kind of fill your pants, you're not writing a big enough legacy. So how is the legacy going to expand who you are and do things for you? So how do you want people to see you in your life? That is what this is. It's how you want to see yourself in the next life. Because you're tuning up on the spiritual side and in your intuitive side and your DNA next life. This is just a tutelage and an expanding experience to experience your next experience here on Earth. So the legacy you leave here, you build, you expand on in your next adventure through Earth. And it's our monarch magnetism that we have within us that will bring all the desires and everything to us. And that's where we're really, really, really choosing to open up. And the call-in number again is 626-414-3564. And Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, Be Wisdom, is about expanding your innovation, allowing you to see how omnipotent you are on the inside. Because when you choose to engage, expand, energize, and experience life, you open up your chakras. Them five words will open your chakras, but it opens all of you up. And it opens up that crystal clear, confused curiosity within you. And that's what life is a crystal clear confusion, opening out an adventurous acumen to walk through life, trusting your abilities. And how are you afraid to trust your abilities? How are you afraid to write your legacy? What in your legacy and what in within you are you afraid to do? Because it's a fear of our own abilities is why people are there. It's easier to let other people make mistakes so you can laugh at them. But really, when you're laughing at somebody else, you're laughing at yourself because you aren't gutsy enough to take action on your innovative wit? And how will you fissure the pattern of thinking you're better and know everything more than somebody else? Because everybody knows one thing you don't. And that's what's really people fear more than anything, is what other people know. They're afraid to ask questions. I've been afraid to ask questions because of being laughed at. And the only one I laugh at when I don't ask the questions in the end is me. So it's the questions you ask of others, but also the questions you ask of yourself is where your life will expand. Statements are the outcome of a question. That's what a positive affirmation is it's a pathway that you retained and attained through a question. So what questions are you deep down really afraid to ask of yourself? That's where life is. What are you afraid to ask in your life? Whatever you're afraid to ask, you're afraid to manifest in your life. You fear manifesting. That's the difference between wealthy people and people that are on the journey. Wealthy people usually ask themselves more questions, and they're willing to do the little things that make a thing. It's just like a craftsman. Anybody can do anything on a job site. But the craftsman does the little thing that makes his work stand out. And that's what you are. You're a unique craftsman expanding your core wit, because we don't have tools inside us. We never give anybody tools. Tools are something you work with. We give them willing wisdom to expand and walk through life. And that's what we do with it. We give them willing wisdom and the grit and get to expand and experience the journey. We're all looking at life, and we look at everything as pain, and it's suffering, and it's a challenge, rather than it's a galvanizing, life-expanding experience. Because everything that's ever happened in your life has happened to expand you. But it's when we're unwilling to expand through it and listen. And that's one I've really had a hard time getting my head around. But listening expands your patience, and patience expands your wealth. And when you choose to be patient, you're choosing the road of wealth. And that is where life is really, really expanded on, is in the way of wealth. And when you open out to wealth, you're open out to winning. And when wealth is just winning every day, attaining lively, tremendous harmony in your life. What's wrong with having harmony in your life? Because when you listen and patience, harmony is the outcome. And me, I always used to think, and I mean used to think, if I wasn't pushing and pressing, I wasn't going nowhere. And actually, that's what got me in all my, what's energized a lot of the challenges in my life, is I was always pressing and going forward at a high rate of speed, because I was always moving and shaking something rather than patient and expanding something like my wisdom. Life isn't about what we have today. Life is about what we're willing to let go of to expand into. Freedom happens when everybody else is going some way. And as you're going through life, life is there to expand and energize your core wit. And as soon as your heart is open, and the wisdom is flowing from you, God and the universe are listening to that silent wisdom and harmony within you, energizing the harmony in the universe to bring forth your desired outcomes. However, we're so caught up in everything we're forgetting to live life. And that's what happens when you forget to live life. We let other things and other people be the dictators of our life. So how are you letting the outside sources, and how is everybody in this? We really have had an innovative meltdown. That's all this. Recessions are innovative meltdowns because people are afraid to expand in the time of challenge. That's what a challenge is it's culminating harmony, attaining live, living, expanding, nurturing, galvanizing energy to expand your life. Because a challenge is energy. And to overcome the challenge, you have to have more enterprising. You choose to engage in that with more energy and more wisdom than the challenge has. Because that challenge is there because it loves you and really, really wants you to dig deep inside you to overcome the challenge. Every challenge is temporary. Happiness is temporary. But energized bliss from your heart is always an epiphany you can experience every day. Because it's how you look at it. It's your emotional base is how this is. And I want to give out Cowboy Wisdom NLP's website. And if you choose me, we will feed your old patterns, release old paradoxes, engage you inside in your core wit, expand your wisdom, energize your forthright focus, minding your own business, unleash your enterprising energies, and you will experience a new paradigm because the past doesn't exist. And when you understand the way that is explained, you'll understand the past is nothing more than people using to control you in a stealth way. By freeing who you are on the inside, manifest your desires in the physical, revealing to you on the physical your omnipotence, with you realizing you are a magnetizing monarch, experiencing effusive wealth, because it's the engagement in you and it's your legacy that you choose to write, and it's how you choose to listen to that legacy when you're crafting your choices to make pathways in your life. Because life is going to happen no matter what. You can crawl in a hole, in a bunker, and some way a life-expanding experience is going to come. There will be a crack in the cement. Water will pour in. There will be something happen in that bunker that will expand you and cause you to move. Life isn't a bunker. Life is a natural, nurturing, expanding experience. And that's what we're afraid of in this world, is an expanding experience, because we've allowed the world, and I'm guilty, we've dummied ourselves down to feel good inside a corporate-dominated K Street society. We have this mindset: as long as rich people are making money, they're going to make the working class will do good because it takes rich to make money. That isn't true. It takes a working class making money to energize the rich people's wealth, because wealth has to flow. Money is like a river. It starts with a stream. The rain is the idea. The stream is the beginning. The river is the flow, and the ocean is the outcome. And when you can understand that in life, that's the way the financial system works. And in this country, we're talking about economic poverty, but we also are ingrained with a DNA poverty encryption that wealth and money are, you did something wrong when that happened, and that's not true. That's absolutely not true. Money equals your wisdom. Wealth equals your wisdom, your willingness, and your winning ways. And until you understand that, life will stay the same. Everything that's ever happened into your life right till this present day is a life-expanding experience. It's like a farmer pulling a plow. Reach back, unhook it, and leave the plow there and get into the airplane and fly and be a crop duster nurturing your crop of wisdom. That's what life is about. How are we so ingrained in yesterday we can't move forward? It's like Washington, D.C. right now. All they're talking about is tax cuts, cutting this, cutting that. That's true. They have to cut everything. But however, they're not putting out any ideas on expanding the country. And I'm not talking about putting money to this. It's about opening out a system of wisdom that will expand the wealth in people. And that is where they're afraid, because when people become wealthy from their own wisdom, not as easily controlled and cowered down, because wealth is winning at everything. And that is what this is about. And I want to now give out my website again. It's www.cowboy-wisdom.com. My phone number is 702-755-9410. And my email, cwbywsdm@gmail.com. And I also want to give out Tom Ski at befirstinc.com. He's a marketing genius. And we want to give out B Wisdom Publishing. That's www.b-wisdom.com. And that's what we're going to do. When we publish a book or somebody chooses to enter in to Be Wisdom, we will promote you through radio, live stream, and through Tom's 300 and some thousand Twitter, and we will put you on the radio, and we will also advertise for you. And Tom has a production company, All Tied Up Productions. This is all one under one umbrella, so when you choose to enter into our lives, we're going to expand your lives. And again, mine is www.cowboy-wisdom.com. But life is about expanding you, and that's what this radio show and my TV shows are about. It's letting go of everything we've been taught, everything we've been told, everything we think we know, and expand into understanding that you are the enterprising energies of your life. And we don't think you hear, we understand. And we don't use the word no, we unleash enterprising energies to expand through life. See, it frees you up on the inside, and that's where the freedom comes. You got to feature the patterns in your DNA, your subliminal, to open your heart. And that's where this world really, really is. And there's the lady. We got 90 seconds, so we're going to give you some wisdom. Start writing your legacy tonight. And then tomorrow, you read that legacy, and you put it someplace where you can take it with you and read just bits of it all day. And when you're going through life, ask yourself this: how is this experience expanding my wisdom to let me entertain and live inside that legacy? That's what life is the legacy you leave is by how you expanded and energized the universe with your wisdom. And you really, for 30 days, you don't read anything else. You only read and focus on you and your personal expansion. See how that feels. Don't listen to TV or anything. You be your TV. You be your announcer. And you be all you can be in that legacy. And you'll see how your life expands, because your focus is going to narrow but yet widen, because it's going to open your eyes. And your eyes are the window to your soul, as your eyes are the window to your window to the world. And that's how you see the world. And tomorrow night, I will be here with Soul Seeds. Ian with Soul Seeds will be here tomorrow night, and it will be on Blog Talk and live stream radio. So anyway, everybody, I wish you a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow. And everybody, have a good day.